So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this week's Business of the Bakken interview, we talk with Ryan Mueller of General Equipment. Business of the Bakken interviews are sponsored by The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. And now back to our Business of the Bakken interview with this week, Ryan Mueller of General Equipment.
Let this moment pass.
Ryan Mueller.
Who are you with, Ryan?
General Equipment.
Quick little commercial for you guys. Talk about what your guys' company is.
We specialize in Komatsu construction equipment, along with we sell cranes and crushing equipment.
Now, they say when a crane enters the city, that's when major development happens. I'm driving outside of Fargo, and I see two or three cranes outside that Sanford area. Talk to me about cranes and economic development.
Usually the crane industry is booming, and when cranes show up, something's getting done.
Yeah. The reason we're talking to Ryan Mueller out of Fargo, North Dakota, from the Wahpeton Muellers, is because of the technology involved with some of these equipment, some of this heavy machinery. Talk to me about this new innovative equipment. I'm sorry, this new innovative technology.
Well, I specialize in the GPS technology. And Komatsu is the first in the industry to fully integrate a mid-sized dozer with GPS. And we are here to promote that machine and show the technology that it has to offer.
Now, when I think of GPS, I'm thinking of these urban legends of these farmers and their combines, and they got their feet up and they don't even have to turn the combine anymore. Is that the type of technology we're talking about with these bulldozers?
It's the same concept. What we're essentially doing is loading a project file, for example, a road, and we can load that into the dozer, and the operator goes forward and reverse and it builds the road.
Sounds pretty easy to me. I imagine that's pretty useful out here in Western North Dakota.
Yep, it's picking up, and that's why we're here.
And how has your business been in the Bakken?
It's very well. It's growing steady, and it's consistent.
General Equipment out of Fargo, how often do you guys have people out here in the Bakken?
We have a store in Bismarck and Minot, and I'm out of Fargo, and I'm just here supporting the GPS side of things. So we have people in the Bakken all the time.
How many locations?
We have 4 locations in North Dakota. We have 8 all over the Midwest.
And what are some of these different pieces of equipment? You mentioned a bulldozer and a crane. What are some of the other big heavy machines that some people might be familiar with?
We deal in excavators, loaders, bulldozers, cranes, and we just recently got into the skidster market, and we sell JCB skidsters.
And what are your impressions of the Bakken? You're from Wahpeton. You lived in Fargo or live in Fargo. Yeah, I'm sure you've been out to the Williston area, or at least the Watford City area, Tioga maybe. What is your thought of the Bakken?
It's ongoing. It's never ending. And I think that's a good thing. I like to think of it as organized chaos.
That's exactly what I called it last year, was organized chaos. Who's your ideal customer?
As far as what they do?
Just, yeah, is it oil companies? Is it Northern Improvement maybe?
Yeah, we do more of the construction side of things, but we also have a rock crushing side of the business, and they deal more with producing the gravel. And then I come in with the GPS, and we help them lay the gravel down. So it's kind of a both gravel / road work, site development, that kind of thing.
And what's the message you guys are trying to leave people with? Like, if you had the final word at this conference, what would you want people to remember about your organization?
The technology's here. It's here for the customer. And they need to utilize it to better their production.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
And that was Ryan Mueller of General Equipment. To listen to the full-length interview or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. For past shows, features, full-length interviews, and original Bakken content, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors once again: MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions, Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better mats, better prices. Montana Rig Mat. And The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. We'd like to thank those sponsors for allowing this educational and informational program to continue. MBI Energy Services, Montana RigMat, and The Crude Life, proud sponsors of Building the Bakken. And I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you folks to check out our website at buildingthebakken.com. In addition to this radio station right here, we have a number of other affiliates. With more than a dozen radio stations carrying Building the Bakken Radio, we are just as excited to announce the partnerships we have with a variety of print publications, from the Bismarck Tribune, the Dickinson Press, the Bakken Oil Business Journal, the Oil and Gas Monthly Magazine, and the Oil Man. Just to name a couple print publications where you can find Building the Bakken columns and articles throughout the United States. Once again, I invite you folks to check out our website, where we have those publications and radio stations linked up, along with past shows, past articles, as well as information on how to get us on iTunes. That's right, Building the Bakken is available on iTunes. Just one more place where you can find past shows of Building the Bakken. That's on iTunes. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
I was tourism director when we were the least visited state in the country. And I remember Eric Severide, a famous North Dakota broadcaster who made big time in CBS once, called North Dakota his home state, the rectangular blank spot in the nation's mind. And what's so funny is today it's the rectangular stage under the nation's spotlight because everybody's curious about North Dakota.
It's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here.
No, thank God the heater works.
Snow's following, starting to blow. Season drifting up on my front door. Well, life slows down at a field below.
There's nothing better than finding oil on your own land.
But I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
The social and those kind of pressures, the financial pressures of being 18 and making a lot of money with, you know, minimal support system. It's interesting.
Sobriety shining with the marquee sign. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night.
We're very fond of the Parks and Rec in Williston.
Yes, the Broadway shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life.
Watford City will be the boom town.
Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Obviously, North Dakota and the Bakken Formation are world famous.
Spinning, I'm greener. I hope my car starts when I go.
I brought my twin daughters back during Christmas, and I showed them where we used to drag Maine and how everything was different, and actually where we turn around is now turned into a couple of dancing clubs, if you will, at the end of Maine.
The car's dead, you know the windows froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away.
What's your plan this next week? I'm going to retrofit my truck, get a bunch of lobsters, and drive to North Dakota, right? Everyone's like, you're crazy. And he sold out in an afternoon.
On my way back home. Because I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
I'm the gal that runs the pizza ranch here in town. She figured there might be hungry folks up there at school, and all of a sudden here she shows up with 30 or 40 pizzas and pop. I mean, it was just right out of the goodness of her heart.
I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
But we live this every day. My kids go to school with the kids whose parents are in this industry. We go to church with these guys. We see them all day, every day.
I hope my car starts when I go.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.